There are certain words in Spanish that are so common, they enjoy international fame. In fact, there are lots of them, thanks to the proximity of the United States to Spanish-speaking countries like Mexico and the enormous Spanish-speaking influx of migrants coming into the country over the decades. And there are certainly more than you'd expect, but I'm not really talking about those ones. I'm thinking of the classics that have been around for generations, like fiesta or siesta or even ole. And that last one I hadn't given much thought to until recently when I read something about the word the other day. It was actually in passing, it was talking about something else. And being the amateur word maven that I am, I sort of thought, well, is this true? And I decided to look into it to see what was up there. And I discovered that there's more to it than meets the eye. First of all, what does ole mean and when is it used? Because this may sound like one of those cliche words that exists, but no one really uses. Well, I could guarantee that people do use it. It is an exclamation of approval, support, and sometimes as a way of rooting someone on or cheering someone on. You can hear it in the bull ring, obviously, that's a classic. Or you can hear it in the soccer stadium, especially when a team makes all these passes. You can obviously hear it in a flamenco show, that's another classic. But you might be surprised to learn that it is used in a lot of everyday situations. So imagine if you're just tossing, I don't know, a paper ball into a bin and it goes in and you just shout out, ole. Or if you get a bit of good news. Or answer a question correctly, or just do something right. There are a lot of different moments when it works. So that's one thing. Now, just where this word comes from, though, has had scholars and etymologists scratching their heads for years, and I like that. That makes me think, what's going on here? Now, one theory posits that it has to do with this Greek word, a Greek word for sort of screaming out loud. And the word is ololizin or ololizin. Now, of course, I guess any theory is possible, but it seems unlikely for a lot of reasons, not the least being that other than the O and the L, I don't see a lot of relationship between the two. Plus, what the heck would a Greek word be doing in Spain or in Spanish? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of Greek words, I guess, especially scientific words and medical words that are of Greek origin, but ole? The Greeks colonized part of Spain, the eastern part of Spain, about 2,500 years ago. So, they were there, but it wasn't the way others, like the Romans would, or the Muslims. And to think that a word like that would somehow survive and evolve over the millennia and make it to this day in such a different context, seems a bit of a stretch. Plus, apparently, the word was used more in tragic moments. So you put that all together, and basically, I'm pretty skeptical, and I think I have good reason to be so. Another claim was that it came from the Bible, from the book of Genesis, when Jacob was going to marry Rachel, I was going to say Raquel, I guess in English it's Rachel. And after slaving for her father for 7 years to be able to get a chance to marry her on their wedding day, he removes the veil of his bride and discovers that she's none other than Rachel's sister, Leah. And he shouts out in sort of in horror, I guess surprised, "Oh, Leah! Ole, olea." I'm serious, I've read this in several places. He eventually got to marry both, so he quite possibly worked out all right in the end. This is a colorful story, but I'm going to go with the judgment of far-fetched, a legend, and not a particularly good one at that. But surprisingly, as I said before, you see this theory come up from time to time. Then there's a different belief that somehow this word is a variation of hola, or hello, and that in some areas it was Allah, and that it had evolved in the southern region of Andalusia. Now, I can see a little more logic in that. That happens in a lot of languages. Think about the different ways that we say hello in the different countries and in their regional dialects and just generational things. I mean, it goes all over the place. Hola isn't really associated with rooting people on, but hala, H-A-L-A, is actually used for the famous Real Madrid cheer, a la Madrid, which loosely translates as let's go Madrid. So who knows? Hala is also used for moments when you're astonished and you want to say sort of like, wow, no way. Or even, or possibly even when you disapprove of what someone said. So, you know, there's something to say for that. But that's not all. Religion may have also been a factor. There are those who argue, or have argued in the past, that this word actually is a distortion of Allah, or Allah in Spanish, which, as we know, is the Muslims' name for their one and only God. And considering how long the Muslims lived in Spain, up to 8 centuries in some areas, that certainly would have been long enough for a term like that to take hold. But that's not the only reason. We see Allah, or Ala, used in other ways in Spanish. For example, ojalá, O-J-A-L-A, which is commonly used as a way of saying I hope or I wish, you hear it all the time, apparently comes from an expression meaning basically Allah willing, or basically God willing, or something to that effect. Some experts question the exact meaning, but they all agree that it has something to do with that idea. So, you know, there you have it, the use of Allah or Allah in Spanish language. A slight variation of this theory says that the word ole actually comes from like something that was like wala, and I guess if you pronounced it in a certain way, that second a turns into an e, and that would be something like por Dios in Spanish, or by God. Once again, Allah is the source from the Arabic. So, you know, these last two have received a lot of support over the years. Though I guess we could say that the jury is still out on the matter, because in fact a number of experts in Arabic dispute the claim, and apparently even the Spanish language dictionary, the official one, removed that origin. It used to be there, the wala thing I was just telling you about, but they removed it all the way back, I think, in the 2001 edition. So it's been about 20 years. And currently, I believe no alternative has been accepted since. So it's just their origin is uncertain and nothing convincing has been determined. The actual spelling and the pronunciation themselves can be a little confusing, and to make matters worse, you can spell it with or without an accent on the end over that E. Though I'd say it's more common to see it spelled with an accent, so you'll say ole. Even though I'd say a lot of times people say ole with the stress on the O. So basically everything goes with this word. It's sort of like the word okay in English, which is arguably the most widely used word in the world, if you ask me. Both the spelling and its origin are open to interpretation. And anyway, there you have it. One of these, especially the last things I've mentioned, may be the actual explanation, or maybe not. Maybe we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Wait for another scholar to come up with a better answer. And that'll be all for today for this mini podcast by Brian Spain Domain. We hope you've enjoyed it. Please feel free to leave us with any comments, because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, click on our PayPal donate button. Or if you want to access absolutely all of our podcasts and support us on a regular basis, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.